Well, hi there. This is a sojourner coming to you from the Alpha House, United States of America. We want to welcome those of you who are here and those of you who are or will be listening from around the world on the Internet. In this session, we're going to continue our series on what God revealed to me about what sojourners were supposed to be. I think that you'll find that if you're not a member of Sojourners, this will still apply to you. And so the title of this message is Habitation of God. And this comes from when the Lord talked to me about this, and he said that sojourners allow the habitation of God himself as he tends them and as they seek him and rest in his presence. So to get started with the scripture here, the scripture is found in Galatians chapter 3. Verses 23 through 29. Before this faith came, we were held prisoners by the law. And some translations say we were held in custody of the law, locked up until faith should be revealed. So the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Now that faith has come, we are no longer under the supervision of the law. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, of course, there I am reading from the New International Version to allow English speakers around the world equal understanding of the words used. Just a recap for you a little bit. When I was following the leading of the Holy Spirit in developing the Sojourners Fellowship brochure, I was preparing to write a doctrine statement when suddenly the Holy Spirit said, no, don't produce a doctrine. The doctrines of men divide the body. I will tell you what to say about what those in Sojourners Fellowships are to do. So then he gave us our marching orders. And I realized that when I was taken to Jeremiah 23 to the section of Woe to the Shepherds, I've got to tell you, I was more than a little taken aback when I was reading that, because I thought, what on earth have I done to cause God to take me to Woe to the Shepherds for such a strong rebuke? It was then the Holy Spirit said, tell the people they are to do what these shepherds had failed to do. And I realized I was not being rebuked. I was being given marching orders. The sojourners with you are to be doers, not just hearers. My people are to be people of action. My action through them. You see, believer and unbeliever alike are to see my glory flow through all the sojourners in power. I thought, wow, you really do have something special for us. Because it was clear that we were not to be just another place. And we were to hear a message and go on about our life without doing anything. No, we were to be out there doing exactly what all believers are to do. And to not be hearers only, but be doers of the word. So, we were to be seeking after God. You see, sojourner believers are active seekers of God and His will. Active seekers of God and His will. Very important. Jesus told us, He said, if we would seek, we would find. That's recorded by Matthew in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Yes, it's true. Christ came seeking us and continues to through believers who are willing to follow His great commission. Now, what am I saying there? Now, His great commission was to go into all the world, Mark 16:15, and seek the lost. Okay? You see, but He seeks people now through us. We're the ones who are delivered to deliver the good news, the gospel. How will people hear if no one tells them? And we're to tell the people about the habitation of God in and with and through us. You see, we're to be willing to follow through on the Great Commission. As believers, we must change, renew, and refresh our minds. Believe me, you will never be what God meant you to be fully unless you renew, refresh, and change your mind. It is this seeking which permits us to be transformed into all God meant us to be when He created mankind. He had a plan in mind, and He wants to bless us in, with, and through that plan. By following in the seeking, relating, and renewing, we prove, listen to me, we prove by demonstration what is good, acceptable, and perfect in the will of God. He has us here as proof. Yes, I said we prove and demonstrate. Prove and demonstrate. You see, what is a test? A test is a proof and demonstration of a thing or a matter of our knowledge or what we can do. When we're tested, it's not meant to condemn us, it's meant to prove us. So many people miss out on that. Unfortunately, even students in most schools have missed out on that. They see a test as a horrible thing rather than a proving thing so that they can locate where they are. And then if there are areas where they're weak, they can work on those areas. So that is so very important. We are, I will tell you, as believers, we are tended by God. Remember I said that sojourners were to allow the habitation of God Himself as He tends them? Well, God demonstrates or proves His existence, power, and faithfulness as we do His will. He proves His existence, His power, and His faithfulness. Sadly, the world believes, and will tell everyone who will listen, God and His existence cannot be proven. How many times have you heard that? I have heard it so many, many times. This could not be, and I repeat, could not be further from the truth. As believers, we are living, we are walking, and we are breathing children of God, empowered to do just that very thing. What's that? To prove Him. You see, because God tends us, meeting our needs and His will through us. When He tends us, He meets our needs, and He works through us, and He proves who He is. If we did not exist in the world, God would not be able to carry out His plan of proving Himself through mankind. You and I, as believers, actually prove the existence of God every day, provided that we walk in His ways and remain in His kingdom in what we do. So it couldn't be further from the truth what the world says. But the world doesn't understand that. But we're children of God, and we're empowered to do just that very thing because God tends us. He meets our needs, and then He does His will through us. Let me emphasize again, we prove we are in the world but not of the world. That's an important part of it. We prove that we are in a new kingdom now, that when we accepted Christ, we became a very peculiar people. We have abilities that others in the world do not have and possess. We can do things they cannot do because we prove we are in the world but not of the world by the godly authority and power which flows through us as He tends us. You see, God's power and authority operating through you and I as believers is to be understood and just expected. And in the doing of that, we prove His existence. We demonstrate His existence. It's just a very much matter of fact. You see, God's presence is always with us, and we are always in His presence. It is God's presence and power which permits us, therefore, to rest in the heavenly kingdom in the here and now. You see, the scripture tells us that Jesus is our Sabbath rest. Well, that's what a Sabbath is. A Sabbath is a rest. Jesus is now our rest. We are to rest in Him. Does that mean we're just laying around doing nothing? Absolutely not. Whatever we're doing, even when we're faced with challenges, we remain at rest because we know that the presence of God is there with us because we reside in His kingdom right here, right now, in this life. Not sometime in the future when our body dies and we go to heaven, but heavenly kingdom is here with us. And we can spread that kingdom, expand that kingdom, just by the words of our mouth as we touch the lives of the people around us. You see, this is the condition we believers have been recreated into for works of service by faith. Works of service by faith, because we simply have the faith and we allow God to work with us, His presence to inhabit us. And as a result, God's power is shown in the earth. You know, so many people today are looking for God's power to come out of the sky in the form of a lightning bolt, or they want to see the sea parted. But God would rather just affect individuals through us, with His power working through us. The presence of God in our lives permits rest while we do this. We can rest assured that He is there with us. How can any person rest if they feel vulnerable and without protection? Have you ever felt in your life vulnerable and without protection? Have you ever felt like at any minute things could just go wrong, that you could go broke, you could get sick, you could have all these things happen to you? But you see, we're resting in God. And so we don't feel that vulnerable, because we know we're not. We're not victims anymore. We're in God's kingdom, the kingdom of the blessing. Now, what's it like for a person who is so deceived by the world system? Now, this is somebody who's not come to Christ, not come to understand Him. What's it like for this person that is so deceived that they can never rest because they are without the protection of God Himself? And this situation, unfortunately, is by their very own choice. As a matter of fact, quite often these people are full of pride. They may not even realize they are, but they're the ones that are going to say what is godly, what is not godly, whether or not God exists or God does not exist. They are, in some ways, their own little God, because their opinion is the final authority in their life. But we know that is not the case. In fact, you see, God through Jesus Christ provides the believer with the assurance they are never alone, and thus are permitted the peace that is beyond all understanding. Read about that in Philippians 4:7, the peace that is above all and beyond all understanding. This lack of understanding is particularly true if the unbeliever, as they cannot perceive a peace, is so great, then they can't perceive it. They can't understand it. And they will never have peace in their lives, in their thinking, in their sleep, in their finances, in their health, in their families. Peace, absolute true peace, just will not be there. The believer, on the other hand, may not grasp the full depth of the peace they enjoy, but knows it's there. Because even now, you know, we may not be able to grasp that, but nevertheless, it is this peace, and only this peace, which permits so great an understanding and feeling of security to carry out a ministry of healing, deliverance, and reconciliation that we've been commissioned to do. This is a very exciting thing, really, because we have assurance, we have peace, and we have rest, because we allow the habitation of God Himself as He tends us And as we seek Him and we rest in His presence. Are you resting in God's presence? Do you rest in God's presence? You can if you will allow the habitation of God and simply enjoy Him. Enjoy being with Him. Let Him work in, around, and through you to give you that peace. If you're not experiencing that peace and you've never accepted Christ, my friend, there is no better time than now. This is the day. This is the hour. You're listening to this because God chose to intercept you right now with these words. Now, if you're someone who has accepted Christ and you say, well, I'm just really not experiencing that, then, my friend, you need to draw closer to Christ. You need to seek Him more closely. You need to go back to that first excitement that was there when you accepted Christ, and then perhaps let your mind drift back into the worldly way, or maybe no one ever took the time to help you and to teach you and to guide you into the ways of God, to help you with this renewing of your mind that I talked about earlier. I cannot tell you how important it is to do that, to be in the Word of God, and to have good solid people around you who can help you develop this understanding of God, so that you will know the freedom and the rest and the power and the authority that actually is in you because you are a child of God. You see, all people in the world are creations of God, but then all people in the world are not children of God. Now, some people will tell you they are, but that is not a fact. If I'm a carpenter and I build a table, just because I created that table does not make that table my child. But you see, we can become the children of God simply by accepting Christ. And we come into His family and into His kingdom. You say, well, how do I do that? How do I get to this point? I would like to have peace in my life. I'd like to feel the presence of God. I would like to know that I am protected, that I'm not just hanging out there all by myself. I want to know that. Maybe there are times in your life that you felt like there was something there, but you didn't quite know what it was. Well, we can clear that up right now. Pray this prayer with me. Just go to the throne right now with me and pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, I'm sorry that I've missed You. I'm sorry that I've missed Your ways and Your plan. But I'm here now. I want Jesus to be not only my Savior, but I want Jesus as the Lord of my life. I want to experience this peace and this protection and this rest that we've been thinking and talking about. So I give myself to Jesus right now. I want Him to come into my life. I want to be His and Him to be mine. In Jesus' name, fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, if you're a believer and you say, well, I've kind of slipped up a little bit, you go back to the throne and pray a prayer like that. And now, don't just hang out there the way you did before if you've prayed a prayer before. And if you've never prayed that prayer before, don't allow yourself to just be hanging out there alone. You do have to seek. You do have to reach out. You reach out to us, we'll reach back to you. Now, how do you do that? How do you get the help and the understanding and the knowledge and the teaching and the various things that you're going to need? Well, contact us. You can contact us in the United States by telephone at 800-391-6944. As a matter of fact, you can even Google that telephone number on some search engine, on Google or some search engine, and it will bring up one of the pages of our site. And you can go to the home page there, and you can go around through the site, and you can find us. And at the bottom of the home page is all the address that you'll need and everything there that you'll need. You can send emails to us at thesojourner@sojournershub.org. Now you say to me, well, how do you spell sojourner? It's spelled S-O-J-O-U-R-N-E-R. That's S-O-J-O-U-R-N-E-R. So the email that you would need then is thesojourner, all one word, @sojournershub.org. Or if you're on Skype on the internet, you can contact us on Skype. the Sojourner 3734 will reach us on Skype. Just put that in your little address book and contact us. We'll be glad to work with you. We have a number of people that we work with around the world over the internet, and we'll be happy to work with you to help you understand just exactly who you are now in Christ because you've accepted Him. It's a whole new kingdom. It's a whole new world. You're in the world now, but you're not of the world. But you'll need to know how to operate in this new country, so to speak, and we'll be happy to help you do so. Well, my friend, that brings to a close this session, this time together. So I'm going to leave you with this blessing. And come back to the site. We have many places on the site. We have years' worth of teachings there that you can even learn there as well. Many people do. We have a lot of people who come to the site every month and do that very thing. But with this blessing, I'll conclude this broadcast. My friend, the blessing of our Lord on you and all that is yours by blood, adoption, or assignment, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen.